Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
There are a handful of countries that dominate the world's oil supply, but as more and more countries are moving to green, renewable energy, how does that shake up the energy market? Andrew Barron has been thinking and writing about this. He's a professor at Swansea University in South Wales, where he's chair of low carbon energy and environment, and he joins me via Skype. And Andrew, how much different do you think things will look in the energy market when more of us are using renewables?
Well, I think there's a potential for a dramatic change. And I think there's certainly the biggest potential is for a subgroup of countries who are presently economically challenged in different ways, moving out of that and becoming, if you like, the new oil states. There's also the issue that the current countries that depend dramatically on oil and gas will, of course, find that the market for their product will diminish over time.
Which are some of the countries that could be the biggest winners, I guess, for lack of a better word, when, you know, there's more of this renewable energy and more of those materials are needed?
Well, I think the biggest winners at present are those in South America, Chile, Argentina, Bolivia. Their resources in terms of lithium, copper are one of the highest, and therefore they've got a significant benefit in moving forward. There are also countries in Africa, Congo, South Africa itself, which could see significant benefits over the years, especially in the production of copper, which is going to become more and more needed as we electrify the world. Interestingly, though, there are several countries that are both mineral-rich and oil-rich. Canada, United States, China, Russia are among those.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the U.S. specifically, because there is a lot of talk of renewable energy here, and there's also a fair bit of natural gas and oil production here. It sounds like you think the U.S. is maybe roughly going to stay where it is going forward?
Well, in some sort of bizarre sense, given the current administration, the U.S. is probably the best positioned since it has resources of essentially all the minerals that are needed for green energy. And in that regard, you know, it can maintain itself as a major energy producer. However, of course, if it doesn't move itself into green energy, the problem there becomes is that is just an export of materials and doesn't transform into energy production or technology development of those materials.
You mentioned that a good number of the countries that could benefit are in Africa and South America. And I'm wondering if you think those countries themselves will benefit, or other large developed economies and countries will maybe come in and try to benefit based on what is in those other countries?
Well, I think the latter is something that's already occurring. China have been very active in creating essentially exclusive arrangements with several countries to provide infrastructure, whether that be roads, energy production, power stations, and so on, in return for those mineral rights. So in some ways, it becomes a sort of a 21st century version of colonization, but it's a sort of economic colonization where major powers will get the majority of the business from those emerging countries.
There have obviously been any number of conflicts over the past 100-plus years over oil and other kinds of resources like that. Do you foresee going forward that there will be military conflicts, political conflicts, any kind of conflicts over things like lithium, like quartzite, like copper, things like that?
One would hope not, but judging by past history, and I would say it's been many hundred years, if not more, that conflicts have risen out of a need for a resource, whether that resource is a mineral, you could think in the days of iron and copper, or whether it's more recently is hydrocarbon. And I think that's something that developing a new model for the equitable distribution, if you like, or a fair access to different elements, I think is going to be something moving forward that will be of a critical need.
What kind of timeline do you think we're looking at for some or all of this to happen?
It's an interesting issue that if you looked at it four or five years ago, you would say that it's a long-term transition from oil and gas dependency to green energy. However, especially here in Europe, you're looking at an accelerating pace. Certainly with the Paris Accord, the major European countries have very aggressive targets that they have set themselves. So I think that that time frame where the need for oil and gas from a lot of regions will diminish quite rapidly is shortening. And so I think, you know, you could be looking at a 20-year time frame to a very dramatic change in the economic energy, economic infrastructure.
Andrew Barron is a professor at Swansea University in South Wales, where he's chair of low carbon energy and environment.